Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been. Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back.
We were away, but we're back now.
We're back now.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us? You crazy.
Cats.
Meow.
Did you miss that?
Did you
miss this stuff? How are you, Nikki?
Well, I decided already I wanted to tell the listeners why we were away for a week. Mm-hmm. Because I just figured it might happen again.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you.
Let's be transparent with
our new friends. I had some bad news and I found out that my mum has cancer. And so we flew over last week to visit her for her birthday, which, by the way, was so nice.
Yeah.
So it was a surprise for her. And she's a birthday person. Who would like a surprise?
Oh, that's nice.
Because me and Patrick, on the way there, the whole time, we were chatting about, like, we both of us would not like this. Because mm-hmm. we're not surprise people.
Are you not? Okay, that's good to know about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm always planning surprises for you in my head.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of explaining.
You're always, like, behind the bush. Mm-hmm. Just like, Mickey's going to love this.
And then I think, no, she wouldn't like this.
No, I'm not a surprise person, and neither is Patrick. So we were like on our, and so Patrick was like, so your mom will like this. I was like, my mom will love this, like so much.
Yeah.
And so we were in the Netherlands, and it was just like, we were literally flying over for one night because it was impromptu and we both had work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew over and then we were going to have dinner, or my sisters were going to have dinner with my parents at this pub, which is like the pub that they was like their like one that they frequented when they were in their 20s.
Aww.
Yeah, so they were going there. Yeah. Still the same, hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. And has a big like outside patio and it was really nice outside. But we were inside, me and Patrick, like hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were outside. And my parents arrive and my sisters are outside. And my sisters has gotten us all these party hats to wear.
Yep.
And so they were outside. And then the lady at the table next to them was like, there's people inside with party hats as well. Are they part of your party? And my sisters were like, no, that's not there. And she was like, no, they are. And my sisters were like explaining like later, but telling me like, we were like really shooting daggers with our eyes. Just like, shut the fuck up. But I guess my mom, you know, just would not have expected this
Was she still surprised then?
Yeah, because she just wasn't really noticing, I guess.
Yeah.
So she was just kind of sitting down. My sister were like, no, there's not a part of us. and then we kind of came out quite quickly, and my mom was so surprised, and she cried. It was so lovely.
Oh,
I like when she cries.
Yeah, I like it when a surprise makes a mom cry.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's real satisfying.
And she was like, I don't think this must be the first time that you guys have come over for a birthday. Because, like, you're not going to come over for a birthday when you live in a different country. Like, that's not what you do.
Mm.
So this was kind of the first time that we all got to be together. And, my sister was there with her boyfriend. And it was just, like, a really nice family evening. And we did it that day. And then the next day she was starting chemo.
Yeah. And how's she doing?
She's doing good. She's I'll tell you guys, like, it's a type of cancer that there's no cure, but she could potentially live for longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and enjoy every moment and just, you know, make it meaningful that way.
Yeah.
But she's doing good. And she had her first round of chemo, and the doctor had already said to her that, like, sometimes it makes you feel a lot better. And she said she felt completely hyper.
Ooh.
Like, she was just like, she felt like she could, like, sprint.
Oh my
and
God.
And she just had to remind herself that, like, I'm actually quite fragile right now.
It's
and,
not
like,
good stuff.
This is not. Yeah. But she was like, yeah, I was just completely, like, elated.
That's so interesting. I've never heard that before.
It's because it's, like, the pre-bit, I think. It's not the actual, in about 4 months' time, she'll have, like, actual, like, crazy chemo.
Yeah.
Which is, she won't feel like sprinting then.
So that's the reason that we missed a week last week, and it might be that we miss a couple of weeks in the future.
Yeah, so I hope you guys, I mean, I assume everyone will understand this reason, so.
Can you imagine if people were like, no.
Bye.
We don't accept that. Do better. Try harder.
But I also want to say that the podcast gave me lots of joy. Like, it really is, like, such a, like, fun thing to do.
And we just appreciate you all listening and bearing
ears. We really do.
And yes, it's a very
so that's how I am, a bag of fun.
Yeah, a big bag of fun.
How are you?
You are a big bag of fun, though.
Thank you.
And you have loads of excuses to not be a big bag of fun right now, and you're still a big bag of fun.
Yeah,
I don't know how you're doing it, whereas, like, I'm rarely a big bag of fun. And, like,
I've been meaning to bring that up.
No excuses at all. I'm good. Since I last saw you, there's been a wedding and Louise's birthday.
Yes.
I've just been really
upset. You've been partying.
Really partying, actually. Yeah. I'm exhausted, but in a good way. There's been a lot of celebration.
Tell me about the wedding.
The wedding was really good, actually. It was very fun.
Really?
It went really well. My friends were very pleased.
I saw photos.
3 days before the wedding, they found out they couldn't fully use the venue that they were meant to use.
Unbelievable.
Because they're not allowed to play amplified music in the evening because they got too many noise complaints.
Unbelievable.
How does an event space get a noise complaint? Like, how loud do you have to go?
Well, where was it? Was it, like,
Hackney.
But was it in between, like, houses and stuff?
Yeah, it seemed kind of residential. So you're like, is it just a terrible location for an event?
I think that is what it is.
But, like, surely, like, people have to be like, well, that's just where those events are. But obviously people were getting so mad that they were consistently complaining.
Yeah.
So they were like, we can play loud music until 5 p.m. and then it's game over. You have to turn everything off.
So they had to find a different venue.
Yeah. So we were, like, phoning around all these different venues in Hackney, trying to, like, people were literally laughing me off the phone.
Oh, you were all on, like, a big phone chain.
Yeah. So my friend messaged, basically, it's the worst timing possible. One of the people that was getting married, very sadly, her grandmother passed away the Saturday before.
Oh, my God.
So she was in Belfast for a funeral whilst this information came through. This was, like, the Wednesday. And so my other friend messaged us in a WhatsApp group without her to try and keep it away from
her. That's
saying,
nice.
I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. We need a new venue and we need it now. So I, like, just stopped what I was doing, started, like, Googling venues in Hackney.
I imagine you were in the middle of a gig.
I dropped everything I was doing. I literally ran off stage. I dropped my pants. I was like, forget everything. Nothing's important now. And so we all started calling around places and I was emailing, like producers and, like, comedy venues and stuff like that, like, trying to get anywhere we could.
Such a good friend.
just like calling up, but people were literally laughing. I called one space and I was like, do you have space for 100 people on Saturday? And she was like, when? And I was like, Saturday. And she was like, this Saturday. And I was like, yes, 2 days from now, Saturday. And she like laughed so long and so hard that I was like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know at what point it's appropriate for me to just hang up on you.
I think just hang up.
Yeah. She was like, what do you mean? And I was like, we've had a disaster. And she was like, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, okay, bye.
That's like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was really like, it was like something out of Spider-Man. Yeah, kind of thing. Like you'd see in a really cheesy film.
Yeah, totally. Like really, how long can you even laugh for?
It really tickled her. But we did find somewhere in the end. It was a photography amazing. Studio and it was really beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah, it went well. It went well in the end. All
they did it. They got married.
They got married.
Fucking hell.
Now they're married. I don't know how they're feeling about that.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, now they have to just...
I feel like maybe not enough people realize that after you get married, you're married.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's it.
And you don't just keep partying. You just have to be married to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this podcast thing of these two girls and they were talking about... The wedding of the son of Bon Jovi and the girl from Stranger Things. Well, I have absolutely no idea what their names are.
You what? The son of Bon Jovi.
And the girl from Stranger
and
Things.
And the girl from Stranger Things.
The girl who played 11.
Millie Bobby Brown. Is marrying the son of Bon Jovi.
Yes. And them getting married.
John Bon Jovi.
Junior. Let's call him that.
What's his son's name then?
I don't know.
Tom Bon Jovi?
Juan Bon Jovi.
Juan Bon Jovi. Two Bon Jovi.
Should we get a guest in?
We absolutely should.
Okay.
Our guest today, wonderful human being.
So wonderful. So very delightful.
Funny. Very delightful.
Yeah.
I just want to spend my life with him.
Very calming as well.
If I were a bride.
Oh, is that your Welsh?
He would be my groom.
Aww. Hey, you're really pushing this like bride narrative for yourself.
Something's happening with me.
Right, okay, let's get him in. It's Morgan Rees.
Morgan Rees.
He's fantastic. He's a comedian, writer, podcaster,
jack of all trades. Fantastic.
Jack of all trades and jacked.
And jacked, super jacked.
First trap for the masses.
Let's get him in.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode. Morgan Rees.
Hi, Morgan.
Hiya, guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Tell everybody what's happening to you today.
Yes.
I am going to Beyonce.
Yes.
Yeah. I've mentioned it about 100 times.
Name one Beyonce song.
Yeah, go ahead. Basically, Morgan mentioned that he was going to a Beyonce concert really excitedly and then was like, I'm not really a fan. So, OK, Okay, so what's name one song? Yeah, let's do this.
What's your favorite song?
To the Left's Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
To the left's a banger.
Yeah, that's the title, definitely.
Is that noise called?
No.
What's it called?
Well, it should be called To the Left. Maybe they can do one of those things where like the song is known for a different bit, so then they end up changing the title and then the brackets.
Yeah.
Like Escape, the Pina Colada song, which is really called Escape.
Wow.
Why is it called Escape?
Because that's what originally they titled it. And then everyone was like, the Pina Colada.
So what's to the Left called?
To the right?
Halo. Little bit of Halo.
That's a good one.
I do like the most recent album. It does feel like she just made it purely for gays.
I'm sure she did. She knows where the money is.
Yeah, you should go, where have you been the last sort of 2 decades? But Ally Nye, okay, wicked.
I like The Alarm. That's an angry one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've lost you there, haven't I?
Yeah, I'm sure there was, of course you have an alarm song.
I love Love
She's
on,
a busy
love
girl.
On top.
Love on top.
That's
the one where she keeps
classic.
On going and like five things higher.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
And it was the inspiration for one of the best Vines ever created.
Vine?
Yeah, you know the Vine video where the beginning of that song where she goes, bring the bead in. And then there's it cuts to a little video of somebody with a beetroot running into a room going, anything for you, Beyonce?
I've not seen that, but I want to see it.
I haven't seen it. God, remember Vine?
Vine, classic.
Pre-reels.
Pre-reels.
It's all about reels.
Is that how we're dividing time now?
Yes. PR.
Pre-reels, post-reels. Are they both P?
So very exciting. You're going to see Beyonce. What else is going on? You just went on tour?
Just went on tour. That was really good fun. Took my little show by and large on tour. That was really it was great. See a lot of men.
A lot of gay
men. A lot of queer men.
Queer men.
Very happy. Thank you very much for supporting.
Well, you put it in the title. They're going to come.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about this because you have been doing really well on social media, but a lot of your reels, because we're in that day and age, are, I think I'm allowed to say this, the biggest queer baiting I have ever seen.
What, thirst traps?
Massive thirst traps.
Thirst traps.
Yeah.
Sometimes I read your comments and I feel like it should be after dark when I read them. Like there should be like a watershed on your comments section.
The comments are absolutely bonkers, given that you just go, they're the comments. They're not even the DMs.
The DMs
are horrific.
They must be wild.
Yeah.
Oh, do you just have like message requests up the wazoo and it's just all gross?
Half of them are gross.
Yeah.
Half of them are accepted.
Yeah. But
that's the worst. I mean, you shouldn't send that.
And it's
but,
the gross one.
I mean, you
accepting.
Shouldn't.
you really shouldn't, but I will.
Yeah, fair fucks, actually.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like, the sort of like, well, the comment section obviously is like, it's just a mess.
Mm.
It's just, it doesn't matter what topic you put on. I mean, like, we put one on recently and people just got into such an argument. And it was like...
Was that the bum cage one?
Yeah.
Bum jail.
Bum jail.
It's so reassuring to realize, I think I texted you about this, it's so reassuring to be shown so explicitly that people will just get angry about anything.
Yeah.
There is nothing safe. There's nothing sacred. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation about bum jail, which is like whether or not you sleep in pants, which resulted in like the most heated argument I've read between people. One person made a joke, which was because I said you need to let it breathe.
It was a silly joke.
One person went, well, fannies don't have lungs or something like
that.
Or do you think fannies have lungs? And then someone was like,
a silly joke.
Obviously fannies don't have lungs.
Angry.
Why do you think fannies have lungs? This person being like, it was an attempt at humour.
Yeah.
I obviously don't think that fannies have lungs.
Because like, she kept on trying to stop it as well. She kept on trying to be like, okay, well, bye. And then this person would just get angry again. And it's like, what is happening? It's just madness. I get a lot of just people being like, you look like, and I don't know if you get these, where like people are like, they're really eager to tell you who you look like, but it's always a man.
Yeah.
That they're comparing you to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like
who did I say?
The last one I got was Jason Mewes, which is the guy from Silent Bob from the like Kevin Smith movies. I mean, this is a fucking...
That's a reach.
That is a... I mean, listen.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's where we should leave it. But I am, you know, I like to think of myself as feminine. I mean, I keep getting these men. I'm just like, okay, well, it's not going the way I want.
I get Alex Turner on a good day.
Ooh.
And on a bad day, the Weasley twins.
Oh!
Yeah.
Both. Both the
look. Well, they look the same. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who do you get anyone?
I used to get Lionel Messi when I had long hair.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah, to be fair. At the moment, nothing. At the moment, since I cut the hair off, no one's comparing it.
They're not looking at your face anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I don't get any looky likeies. No, I do. So one of those images, I was so embarrassed. My mum texts me. For the listener of you who haven't seen, it's just me right top off occasionally. And,
yes.
And
you've been going to the gym a lot. You've been working out. So I think an innocent reading of this situation is that you are posting your progress as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also with regards to the queer.
Why are you doing an innocent
trying
reading?
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also with regards to the queer bit of it, unfortunately, I think it is a symptom now of just the algorithm, like specificity, isn't it? I know I said that word wrong. So AKA is like hashtag LGBT.
Yeah, I do it.
So that's why all the stuff tends to be that orientated. You go, I am, you know, wider than this, but the fucking algorithm don't like it.
And they're the ones who spend the money, though.
Yeah.
The pink pound is a good pound.
They are.
And it's a great pounding. I'm so sorry. I regret that.
But it is interesting, isn't it? Because, like, I was just talking about this, of, like, the sort of, I don't know, the desire to lean into what does well. I can really see it. Like, you know how sometimes see people and you're like, well, every video they do is just like on the same topic. But that's because it does so well. And you just like, you want to, and you the likes.
And that's what and the people are there for, yeah. All the people
want.
Who follow are like, oh, I liked that, for instance, on mine. I liked the gay stuff or the gender stuff.
Yeah.
And then you do another thing about gender and they go, well, I like that as well.
Yeah. And then you do a silly thing about ducks and they're like, no.
No.
This duck better be gay.
Yeah.
What? Gender is the duck. How does it identify?
Is it a metaphor?
I trudge back into my footage archive looking for something about gays.
But this is what I mean. It's like, I'm really trying not to fall into this trap because I'm just like, okay, well, I like a lot of different things and I like a lot of different topics. So even if it gets nothing, I'm like, it's a good thing to put it up because, like, maybe you lose some followers because they're like, you're not just talking about this one thing, but then it's like, but no one is one thing.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's the dilemma of the algorithm, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm two things. I'm gay shit and I'm bum jail.
Well, that makes it very easy for you. Yeah. Whereas I'm so, like, dramatically complicated.
Very complicated.
We should ask you, though.
We should ask you. What the reason you're here?
The reason we're all
this is
here.
A podcast about life-changing moments. Yeah. You look very excited.
Yeah, I'll get my notes up.
Have you ever had a big near-miss experience?
Sorry, I always like to acknowledge people who have notes because I just think that people have done their homework. It just hits a little.
I do my homework.
Amazing. Well, so yes,
have you ever had a big near miss?
This is the issue. I know, but so this has been a great. Thank you for asking me this question because it's been a great exercise in gratitude. Just going like, oh, I've had no big misses. My life's brilliant. My life is so good.
Great.
I think
that was Morgan Rees.
Shortest episode ever.
Yeah.
I realize I'm perilous. I'm either already in the danger, or I'm nowhere near it.
Ooh.
I don't think I teeter much.
Okay.
So like all the big miss. I mean like, oh.
You're still alive.
I am still alive. I've only got one miss, and it's all been sort of like a minor thing. It was a minor thing at school. This sounds so bad. It's might have to trigger warn this. So.
Do a big trigger warning now. This next bit could be triggering.
Yeah, this might be triggering.
We don't know what the
triggering.
Trigger warning is.
Yeah. I know.
We don't have any words for you.
So at school, I missed a big, big drama at the school where all the police were involved. Everybody got questioned. There was a big drama. There were press outside the school.
Whoa.
And like loads of people got in like trouble. And but I didn't. So I missed out on this. Reason was, is because at GCSE, I don't know what your texts were at GCSE. Mine was Noughts and Crosses.
Oh!
You remember? It's like the modern adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
So we did all that. So we go through.
You studied that at school?
We studied that at school.
Well, that's a very modern school. So Mallory Blackman is the author of Noughts and Crosses.
Oh, this is a book.
Yes.
It's a book. Oh, yeah, it's a book. It's a GCSE text. English GCSE.
I was like, that's a literature, game. English literature.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's a book called...
Yeah. I thought it was literally, I was like, all I know it of is a game. And then you went, you studied that in school.
Oh, of course.
So modern. I'm like, I'm very lost.
Yeah. I never got taught how to play.
Yeah. A levels, there was snakes and ladders. Of course not. I totally forgot Noughts and Crosses was a game.
You get to snakes and ladders, you're like, oh, it's hard at A level, isn't it?
Fucking failed Twister last week.
Noughts and Crosses, GCSE.
I'm retaking Jenga.
Oh my god. Yeah, just risk in uni.
Yeah. All right, double monopoly after lunch.
It is a book. It's a book. And it's modern.
Yeah. It's so I think you're a similar age to me.
Yeah.
I remember reading it when I was like 11 or 12. The premise of the book, this isn't relevant, is it? I don't think.
No, it is relevant. Oh, okay. It is relevant, so it's good to go over.
The premise of the book is it's about race, and it envisions a world in which white people are the oppressed race. So it's black girl and a white boy, and I think the white boy's family cleans the black girl's house. And it's about their friendship and how they kind of negotiate the world that they live in.
Got it.
Yeah.
God.
Right, great.
I well love those books.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed them.
Have you read that since you were 11 as well?
Yeah, when I was young. Yeah, I read it when I was younger.
Have you read it since?
It's just really nice to hear about a white boy being stamped out a little bit, you know? As a white boy myself.
Yeah. I'm with you. I understand what kind of book it is.
But it sort of mirrors the Romeo and Juliet story from the best I remember. So the reason I bring this up is that we had a very new wave teacher in AK reading Noughts and Crosses.
Yeah.
And I know she was just being enthusiastic and was like, how do I make them write different? That isn't just boring.
Yeah.
So we all had to write a suicide note as homework. I'm not joking at all.
I love an outside the box teacher. So great.
So you she sent you all home and asked you to write a suicide note.
Yeah.
What, and then leave it on your pillow?
Yeah, well, this is kind of what fucking happened.
Fuck.
Whereas you guys go, I didn't know that because I just thought it'd be, you know, I just think it's just a bit of make-believe in my head. I forget about the weight of what you're writing down.
Yeah, but she's asked you to think carefully about the reasons you want to kill yourself. Go home and think about how fucking useless.
Yeah, it was all in the South Wales Echo. You can look it up. And so obviously, writing this note, and I'm not a great speller, so I asked my mum to read it.
Oh, God.
Not thinking... What it is.
Yeah,
what it is. And obviously...
You're just doing your poor mum!
It's like the next day sort of thing. Like, classic sort of leaving everything to the deadline.
Do you think the teacher woke up... she set the homework and was like, I am brilliant. And then went to bed and then woke up in the middle of that night and thought, oh, fuck. Oh, I've made a real mistake.
Possibly. Because obviously we're in school and you have, like, English, what, twice a week or something like that? Yeah. Sort of thing. So you don't see her for a week. So then, leaving the deadline.
I mean...
And I don't go into school because my mum finds this note and she goes, I think we need to have a word for about, I'd say, a day. So I don't go into school.
She keeps you off school.
Yeah, she's just like, we'll talk this through. I go, no, it's my teacher made me do it, ma'am.
Yeah. But, you know, it's probably a good shout to not just be like, sure, the suicide note that my son just wrote, the teacher made him. Like, I think it's probably good.
Why
to
don't
like,
you go hang out with the teacher for the day?
Investigate further.
Well, just this whole concoction of things happened because I think someone told their parents told the local paper, so the papers are around. But also, loads of parents complained. So then, obviously, there was a big internal review at school. It was all happened on the same day. There were reporters. There was a big sort of going, hey, Miss, I won't say her real name, Miss Roberts, you've just started teaching here and 30 kids want to kill themselves.
And they're all writing identically structured notes.
Yeah, which is the worst because I
just started a cult.
Well, I know some people handed in early, isn't it? Because you don't hand in the class. You have your pigeonhole. So a few of them got graded.
Imagine if you failed.
Wait, did this teacher get...
Never saw them again.
Fired.
Yeah, absolutely. Big time.
Oh, outside the box thinking.
She failed everyone.
Still alive.
This is a real lesson.
You can't even write a fucking suicide.
This is a real lesson. Never to think outside the box, guys. Okay? That's the moral of the story. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. Teach to kill a mockingbird.
But don't actually write a suicide note as the mockingbird.
Neither of us have read To Kill a Mockingbird.
I am so interested in the parents that immediately called the press. Like, they're a bit ridiculous as well.
This is
Can we all agree? Like,
don't
immediately go to the press.
Yeah.
I already have a strong suspicion who it was because her parents have been to the press before.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and keep this as anonymous as possible. Yeah, it's them. It was a girl at school and she kept on seeing spaceships. She goes, have you seen the spaceships? Like, no, we never see spaceships. And she kept on seeing spaceships. And she went, and her parents went to the press going, my daughter keeps on seeing spaceships. It turns out it was Chinese lanterns.
Mm.
At least she was seeing something. I thought she was just attention seeking.
No, it was just Chinese lanterns.
Who was setting those off? That's the real conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's aliens.
Aliens with lighters having a barbecue.
Just a little distraction tactic.
Look over here.
These aliens like, it's Jeanette's birthday. We've got some Chinese lanterns.
I like that the alien name is Jeanette.
I was translating.
They're just like us. Amazing. So they'd already gone to the press.
Mm.
Again. First instinct was the press. First instinct.
And any emergency happens, the press.
Yeah, the press. The press must hear about it.
So whilst you're at home, your mum is... What did your mum say?
Well, you know, she was rightly concerned.
Do you remember what you wrote?
I can't remember what I wrote. I think it was like you had to be inspired by the character. So you weren't writing firsthand, sort of like, you know, I had chicken Kiev for dinner tonight. Right. Now I want to fucking kill myself. You know, it was
if
like.
Only my mother made better dinners.
if only I could spell.
So this was like, and then you kind of wrote. So did your mum think you were in like a sort of Romeo and Juliet style love affair? Based on this note?
From what I can remember, I've got awful blankness. I don't know if it's self-preservation or whatnot when it comes to kids.
Horribly racist as well, wasn't it?
The book is. So it must have been personal experience. It's 100% happened, isn't it? It was in all the papers. Because even now you've got me wondering, I hope I didn't write a racist suicide note.
I'm sure you did it. I just mean, like, I thought it like Romeo and Juliet inspired.
But I was like, oh no. I know in the Patreon you asked me for a cringe story. I think now it's my racist suicide note.
She doesn't know what to be more concerned about. Where have you got these ideas from?
Which ones, Mum?
Oh my God. I mean, this story is amazing. I can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
And so, you're from such a small town.
Yeah, little
stuff
town.
Stuff like this can only happen in small towns. Amazing.
Like,
yeah. I'm sure you think in the cities, all the parents would have just been like, oh, great. Make them think about death.
It's around every corner.
So what happened at the school?
Obviously, it was a big just shutdown and meltdown that day. Sort of classic new teacher out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Sort of very by the book, this teacher was.
Yeah.
And then she was
Maverick. He was by the book.
I was also in a class I shouldn't have been in because I was pretending I couldn't read at the time because I just hated it. I was so work averse. So I pretended I couldn't. I would spell wrong on purpose. And then
you couldn't read.
Yeah, I was so
that you didn't have to do anything.
So you were in a sort of lower level. I don't understand how it works here, but you.
Oh yeah, so you as you said, like your sets. Sort of thing. So sets, the lower ability group.
Yeah.
And then
ability groups are just liars.
Yeah, and I just after this, it all came out. You know, like my mum was like, "Why are you even in this class? Why are you writing this? Why are you writing that?" I was like, "Oh, I hate English, mum. I hate alliteration. I hate similes. I don't know why we keep on going over them in class." She went, "You've got to get out that class.
They're gonna kill you."
Yeah.
That's amazing. But do you have a sliding doors moment for us?
Yes, I got two. One I do dwell on is the fact that I was in line to be a Nigerian prince for a little while. And it was...
You can't say and. You have to say because.
Oh, yeah.
You have to explain that to her.
Oh, yeah. And the next story.
go ahead.
You were in line to be a Nigerian prince. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
So this is like a scam that you believe.
I spent $2,000.
Yeah. How did that come about?
It was from a girlfriend at school, a uni, beg my pardon. And she's like a big crush. I absolutely still adore her. We just parted ways for amicable reasons. But she was wonderful. She was the year below at school. It's called uni, beg my pardon. I was behind the bar and I just fancied the pants off her the first time I saw her. So I put my number on the back of her receipt. And we just started like this on and off sort of thing for ages because she's like very religious and so, you know, like, no sex and all that sort of stuff. But you know, she was just wicked. And then it took a couple of years and then I got someone to tell you because that was it. I had to put a name into something. I said, oh, are you like Mrs. or Miss or what you? She went, oh, I'm Princess. And I went, I know you are, but like, what's the title? Aww, like, oh, no, I know I'm.
That's so sweet. I know you're a princess to me. Weird that you're saying it, but I need to fill in this form.
Yeah.
or like the idea that this keeps coming up. Yeah, I know you're a princess.
Okay. The whole time.
Okay, yes.
We've seen it for years.
You keep saying this.
She's got a big pointy hat on. Sparkly wand.
Yeah. I get it. And I believe you. I try and support you, but you keep bringing it up.
Sometimes you can chip in and get off that throne.
Right. So you were trying to fill in the form.
That's what I find out. She's royalty back home.
Wow.
And actually, it's, you know, like of the tribe, but she's no longer like a tribe, but you know, in a sense of community sort of thing. She's not like any sort of like official monarch that's going around the place sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, so we were
like indigenous tribes.
Yes, exactly that.
Oh my God. Princess.
And she's a princess. So like I met her, like she went, well, this is going places, isn't it? I went, yeah, kind of. I really like you. And so, like, I met her parents, met her family, met, like, extended family. And obviously, like, I think we had to pretend that I was Protestant and all this sort of stuff. And, like, we weren't...
Not? Get him out of here!
Oh, God. We apologise to all our listeners.
We apologise to all our listeners.
But, and it was... The relationship was, like, really, really strong. And, it was, like, the first person I was ever in love with.
Oh, wow.
And I had to like go to my we had a couple of arguments back home with just there's no other way of putting it, bigoted family members. Mm-hmm. Going on, like no one is mocking. It was quite a bit for like going to my family that I've got some really racist family that I've just snipped off now. Mm. I was going, not only is Morgan dating a black girl, he's gonna be to be a Nigerian prince. Yeah. So they didn't take that too well. But
I would be so excited.
It is exciting. I'm slightly disappointed that it didn't happen. Just because I just wonder how all this bombing stuff would have gone there.
I said she was strictly positive.
All I can hear in my head.
All these thirst traps. The family's just like, honestly, Morgan, you have to stop putting those on line. Like it's
oh, it's such a gear change to what I am now.
You're doing the exact same stand-up sets in Nigeria.
Yeah, you're just like shaming the family. Amazing. Wow, that is a really good one.
That's incredible.
You could have been a Nigerian prince.
I could have been a Nigerian prince. But
still in touch?
No, we haven't. It's like very much sort of like breakups. So especially back then, I was like, you know, block, don't speak, this sort of the other. It's changed sort of now. But But yeah.
Do you know, did she get married and everything?
I don't know, and I would love to know. I learned so much about what I find attractive from her.
Yeah.
It made me realize, because she was really, she was stunning and all that sort of nonsense, but she was also really ambitious and actively pursued that ambition. Because I've been with people since that have had a big passion, but they never did anything towards it.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But yeah, so I want to be this, but I do nothing.
Yeah.
But then they wanted to, in their field, this one, they were an architect, I can say that. But they always were like, I want to own my own firm. But the first, I'm going to get into the best architecture firm. I'm going to learn everything I can. I'm going to get every single contact that I need. And then I set myself. And they did that. And I was enamored. I was like, oh, that's so sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is sexy.
It is.
That's
I think hot. I could be a Nigerian prince. Mickey, no. Stop shaking your head. No. I could. No. I could.
No.
I'm going to find her.
You would drop at the first hurdle.
What would be the first hurdle?
You're not a Protestant.
Yeah, that's true.
You're an absolute heathen.
Oh no! You got me there. I'm an absolute heathen. Yeah, fine.
Some of your takes.
That's a really good sliding doors moment. That was great. Yeah. That's
true.
A very
how could
life.
You even like? You've really downplayed these stories because you've just come in here being like, nothing's happened in my life, and these are all very small incidents, and they're fantastic.
I would dwell on that every single day if that
not becoming a Nigerian prince,
and I would like throw it in the face of like all of my partners ever since. Like if they did anything, like they refused to take the bin out, I could be a prince in Nigeria.
Yeah. I would just be sad for losing the architect, because like architect yeah, is right. Like the sort of like main job of romantic comedy male leads, and like you know if you grew up on like romantic comedies, like architect was like. Well, they have to be an architect.
Yeah, she's definitely destroyed a small business.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Always running around with a loose paper.
Yeah, local bookstore. Yeah,
got mail. Always got a pencil.
Yeah, dweebs.
That's sexy. Pretty
yeah, no, that's dweebs. Sexy, guys. It's actually sexy. Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle. He's an architect.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all very sexy.
That is sexy.
So that would have been my main loss. Losing the architect.
Yeah, you couldn't have called that Nigerian princess Tom Hanks for the rest of your life.
And, but I would have.
Tom, come here.
Tom.
Princess Tom.
But you've got another one.
I have another one in the fact that in a way that it's a sliding doors moment and I can't articulate the change quite yet.
Ooh.
Can we put it on our Patreon?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That was so amazing. Can we ask you if people want to follow you? People will want to follow you after this.
They'll
want to see these thirst traps. So please plug away.
All the socials at Morgan the Reese. It's just my stand-up clips. I've got a podcast as well called Chatting with Cheras with the brilliant Josh Jones.
Yeah.
Again, it's just a very... I'll be honest, we should really put a format in place. It's just us talking about our very queer weeks.
I love it. That's all people want to hear about, I'm sure.
Great. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much for having me. What a delight it's been.
Morgan Reese, everybody.
Morgan Reese.
So great.
See what we mean?
So great. And also, like, another person who comes in and is like, I have barely any stories, and then these stories are amazing. Yeah. I mean, that teacher one, I've never heard.
Oh, my God.
Anything like that. That was amazing.
I'm going to think about that a lot, I think.
Right?
That's going to stay with me, that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm probably going to Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to Google. That's immediately what I thought. I was like, I want to know what happened to her. Right.
Thank you, everybody, this week. We really appreciate your support. And
thanks so much.
Getting in touch and send us some messages, some emails.
We like it.
Listener stories. And we'd like to hear more from you.
Yeah.
Sign up to our Patreon if you haven't already.
Please support us.
We need your support.
Yes.
Now, more than ever. More than ever.
Do that and come check out our shows. Mm-hmm. We're both going to be doing Edinburgh ones, but we're also doing previews beforehand. So please come to those. And I think that's it.
Is that the end?
I think that's the end.
Ah, so it's then flirtatious time, is it?
No.
Sex.
Oh God.
Sex.
Oh God. Okay. This happens every time. So I'm gonna cut this short now and say
I'm thinking about you.
You'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.